Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Blog Talk Radio.
You let the beat feel beat round and round. That pulse go, that sound it makes when she hit the floor. Boom. I'm gonna take her to my room. For show. I know you know. Every time I come in, it's jumping.
P-Crow, BNP, king king we fucking money. With you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. Make it rain tree, make it rain tree. Make it rain tree, make it rain tree. Make it rain tree, make it rain tree. Make it rain tree.
I ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get them pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go, let go, let go. And in Georgia, I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die, you be cute. LOC, Street Painters. Yo, yo.
Money ain't a thing.
P-Cup, ENT, Darling ENT, Big Brother Payment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J-Dog, V-Dog. Ain't the frame picks, let's go.
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now. Call in, get your shout out on. Sexy ladies everywhere, baby. 468 North Avenue. Let a friend know. Get the ass in the building. Dolly, you going ham, bruh. Ladies, we getting away that free money, that photo shoot with Ain't Afraid Pink. Let's go!
Y'all
fellas
need a main new D in the club, y'all think y'all good, y'all think y'all good.
It's all fucked up, the whole world's fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kick, get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid, I'm fucking done. I'm done with that.
wanna ride out. Got the music lights out, music on blast, so I can vibe as I drive out. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo. Riding solo with no destination in mind. Cruise control coasting, so I'm at a steady stride. Got the music up, windows down, summer breezing. Got the feeling I want to drop for no reason. Hit the highway with no traffic in my way. Moonlight, face the wind, looks like it's bluish gray. Turn the cell off, cause I don't got much to say. Smooth selling, got the iPod on random play. That's the lady home, so I'm dipping out by myself with me. A place I could be, I'm on to something else. Tank on full, fill a line, so this steering won't pull. Plus new tires, so you know I'm right. Yeah, just wanna ride out. Got the inside lights out. Music on blast, rockin' vibe as I drive out. Just wanna ride out. Got the music lights out. Music on blast, rockin' vibe as I drive out. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go. Yeah, I'm riding solo with nowhere to go. Yeah, I'm riding solo with nowhere to go. Yeah, I'm riding solo. Yeah, I'm riding solo. Riding white wall. Got the ladies looking, I ain't tripping, I ain't hunting, so I'm not focused just on this rock. Thinking I'm happy to be alive, contemplating on the move to my goals since I dropped. Living in the 295 on the city, lots of all the care in the world, cause of this perfect night. Weather good, traffic good, V8 Underwood, would most definitely drive to the moon if I could. No, I ain't the only one who drives. In my head, fresh believer, I'm a believer. No clouds overhead, see the full moon and the stars through the moon. Boom, feeling like I'm floating through the clouds when I'm driving this year. Just wanna ride out, got the inside lights out. Music on blast, blocking vibe as I drive out. Just wanna ride out, got the music lights out. Music on blast, blocking vibe as I drive out. I'm rockin' solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm rockin' solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm rockin' solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm rockin' solo, I'm rockin' solo. Just wanna ride out, got the inside lights out. Music on blast, rockin' vibe as I drive out. Just wanna ride out, got the music lights out. Music on blast, rockin' vibe as I drive out. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo with nowhere to go, yeah. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo.
Yo, this is the way to do that radio exclusive.
I got a body. corner.
It's your boy J-Dog. Real Talk, WDBTA Radio. Let's get it, y'all. Let's get it, y'all. Yo, yo, let's get it.
This is my declaration of independence. Shot heard around the world, national attention. For all the powers that be, my name should be mentioned. There's a message in the bottle, read every message. This is for every DJ who ever made a presence. Representative art form in every anthem. Taught you how to party, go dance like. Know how to color, go dance like. It's that heat that they're looking for. All these other rappers that look like not people wrong. Pay attention, baby, look when they take it, y'all. From every party in the park to the corner floor. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Whether you're chilling in the club or on the freeway, to make your heart a day, just seem easy. Let the DJ say, be easy. This is the way to do that at radio.
They give it back to you, the trouble. We use the hands up the street, things are such. You gotta quit out, cause you're so out of touch. Some claim they got the new train, but they think about the nightmare, not dreams. Who resurrected, look who there is the best time. Even though you heard that, we make the sound so wild. So not the time, he gave you hate. But in return, you gave him gold, gold for the new sound. You got two slaves, you got Biggie and Pop. Turning in their graves, they never come back from the zone. Eat you with some more, keep on known. Quick mode, you make it for the flow. Worldwide show, worldwide hoes. He break records, I break next. For the last two stand for gangsta respect. But all these people, it'll be real music. Play the records, or we'll get real abusive. We pop that puppet, so drop the office. No guts, no glory, you know something. For the rules, you still wanna hear? It's still your love, your big show. Then the man, yeah. Y'all know what time it is, you see.
What's up? What up, boy? Legion of Legend, man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glance Radio. That's where they do that at radio. That's straight dog, B Dub, Beanie Weenie. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else in the world right now.
Like giving up, you make the biggest mistake you ever made. Trying to convince yourself she's coming back,
she walks up out the door.
The truth is she can't put up with you anymore.
Your heart's about to break, cause you wait too late to get her back. And now she's gone.
It may be she needs time to get her life right. Couple of nights and she'll be home, but you're wrong, she's gone.
Oh, need is sexy girl. A lady in the street with a freak in the sheet. Let's get it.
Your home, huh? Why is the world struggling through poverty. Why? Immigrants taking cheap labor, starting to bother me. My homie said he's struggling to buy diapers. He a lifer that's addicted to this drug cipher. He's a block pump, a few packs. Got stuck up, turned around, the bus back. Now we doing the murder rap. Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind. And sometimes I be falling off my grind. Speak my thoughts through my rhyme. Sometimes the stress won't get off my mind. Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind. And sometimes I be falling off my grind. Speak my thoughts through my rhyme. Sometimes the stress won't get off my mind.
When I get this money, I'm getting paid. Just making my money so you can see where I've been. No subliminals about you, what I mean is. Say that there's so much in me is intimate. It's kindness for a weakness I've always been propagated. This is not a secret. Talk to give and receive. This is how I keep it. For my family, I would bleed. Taking pride in defense. Not being offensive. It's all love with no time for friendships. Business minded as I mind my business. When I thought I finished, I was born a leader. At times, just spending. Thinking to the brain. Tomorrow hasn't arrived. But in mind, I'm prepared to have this world in my palms. Praying before I rest. My night's like New York. Because I still haven't slept. My thoughts keep running as I'm facing success. All those once when I need, I'm starving. If they eat, I still feed. Watch me.
Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind. And sometimes I be falling off my grind. Most times speak my thoughts through my rhyme. But sometimes the stress won't get off my mind. Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind. And sometimes I be falling off my grind. Most times speak my thoughts through my rhyme. But sometimes the stress won't get off my mind. Sometimes I wonder why my mother's a bitch. Why? Never loved the race by my grandmother in the bitch. Sometimes I wish I never moved to PA so I could sit back with my little brother as he plays. Missed a lot of years soaked in the depression. Wondering if I made the right decision, life lessons. Would I have chose the music or the struggle? Either way, no matter what I do, it's still a hustle. Tried to give up on this music, but I couldn't. It's my life in therapy, therefore I probably should. Is it time being wasted? Just trying to make it. It's like this rap game is so damn racist. Okay. Not seeing the color of my heart, only my skin. Not knowing all the gunner that's held within. Like a life battle with cancer, I won't win. This a new chapter, so here's where I begin. Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind. And sometimes I be falling off my grind. Sometimes speak my thoughts through my rhyme. But sometimes the stress won't get off my mind.
Yo, over here kicking it with the real fans, man. The real listeners got the ear to the streets, man. Keep to the city. It's your boy Lee from the Legend, hanging out where they do that at radio. J Dog, B Dub, D Lin, Talent Sports.
Opened ass, home to a southern roof, and my family's happy. Now we back, gas too damn high. And if that on that, can't trust nobody. The whole world schemes off shit that I see. Make me wanna scream, yeah. Make me wanna holler. What I see in my life. Oh, yes, it do. Yeah, make me wanna holler. What I see in my life. Ain't everything wrong. But I'm still living. I'm still breathing. I still got faith. Yeah, still believing. But it makes me wanna holler. What I see in my life. I hear them speaking, but they words ain't heard. But they some cowards. Talk to hold my fist up. Have a pride to show the power. I'm ready for whatever when it comes to hell and travel. Protected by my people, my sister, and sister power. On lead like the cow, on a mission to the battle. Enemy who hate my speed, I'm away of like a shower. Sick man, what's the travel? Stop rocking like a snapper. Gonna be a redhead without a shooting battle devil. Let my pistol be my voice, nip this way, touch in the choice. Turn the map into a force and knock the doors up off the board. Now I've been a victim of race. Yeah, I'm giving it to you, but at the same time, I gotta watch my same care. So this will be the first one, dog, to try to play a plan. So I put a plan, and in it, you get the hate, keep it be black, white, red, blue, keep it blind. You wanna holler, what I see in my life. Oh, yes, it do. Yeah, baby, I wanna holler, what I see in my life. But I'm still living, I'm still breathing. I still got faith, yeah, still believing. But it makes me wanna holler. What I've seen in my life.
The revolution would not be televised, tweeted, viewed, liked, and shared. Open up your mind if you dare. Cause once it's open, it cannot be closed. No longer will you be blinded by the bling and the clothes, the cars and the hoes. Get your set a foundation so that your bloodline will survive with or without this nation. All that things are fired up, cracked up. Let's multiply like baby kids. You need.
Yo, you know what it is. Y'all know what it is. It's why I
2011.
It's why I am.
Open your eyes.
Real talk.
I'm on it.
You join this call. I'm on it. Speak the truth.
Right, I'm on it. It's time to reach the truth. Tell them all about it. I'm here. It's time to elevate. Let them make the pain. I'm on it.
Yo, this is a Where They Do That Radio exclusive.
First off, these niggas garbage. They rappers getting ballin'. This game case, just a bunch of fags playing artists. Excuse me, it's harvest. The radios are rappers and these DJs spinning tracks just to satisfy the market. Time to let the truth out. You blind to who's the true power. Until you watch a move, and when it's time to pull them tools out, riding to a fuse out. Yeah, I was on the hoop route. Had days of my life a lot of niggas never knew about. Set guards at the flashlight. I know I ain't been acting right. I'm only sitting hungry, so forgive me for my appetite. Every floor that's stopping on, I'm elevating past they flight. So let them hate today. And kiss my ass tonight. Right.
Right, I'm on it. Time to teach the truth. Tell them all about it. I'm here. It's time to elevate. Let them make the pain. I'm on my pick and change. Right, I'm on it. Time to spread the word. They don't want to hear it. I'm here. It's time to elevate. Let them make the pain.
Revenge expressions on the faces of those who chose not to live at their name. You be fucking priceless. But what about the big fan pleasure? The stupidest we read if you're one savior that you make an end. You know the funny staff, funny ass niggas. Nothing on my mind but money and cash, nigga. Some of y'all probably like to show. Ain't that the same thing? See, that's why you're not a contender, not in the same world. Yeah. More bars than we like seeing. Nah, life hard, so we like green. Now, my team struck up because they don't like me.
Right.
We ain't trying to catch vacation, bitch, that's right. Yeah. Cause you just right, man. Come on.
I'm on it. Tell them all about it. I'm here. I'm on it.
I like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Gave me a love to stay true. But everything that I've attained is I'm anymore. This is popping with a star, all star on the low. So I don't be trace off no stupid hoes. She's a trick, niggas touch a cup of hoes. So I'm out to kill every day, so don't push me. I'm from so good, I'm taking top of pussy. I'm all completed training, she thought she can guide me. I told her to make me get tired, man, and where she can't. As I roll her ass over, pimp, pimp, from the trap. I always say that she wanna ride me, ride me, ride me. Let say she wanna hire me, hire me, hire me. Oh, okay, baby, that's on the trail. I put my dick in there. Hell, dick, go be silent, silent. Or could she pay a country club? I play, she wanna ride me, ride me, ride me, ride me. She wanna ride me, ride me, ride me. She wanna ride me, ride me, ride me, ride me. She wanna ride me, ride me, ride me. I got the A1. Ride me, ride me, ride me, ride me. She wanna ride me, ride me, ride me, ride me.
Right. no issue. Yeah, you did good, but your friend got with you. Yeah, you cute, but your girl, oh my God, fine. Then they can back it up like a hard drive. Oh, that make you mad, huh? Can't get over it. There's a fine line, but mine, I get over it. Yeah, I need to pick it red, park to walk over it. Creeping like the reaper, money deeper than the cold again. Like venom, I get in them like a cobra hit. 21 guns salute my people's own soldier shit. The blood is spitting, cause I'm coming with that coldest shit. Ice box and load the prison like Minnesota kid. Yeah, I'm a pimp, my don't touch the toes a bit. Tell your friend to get some in the TV on that nose again. She wanna make music, wanna see how much pro I fit. We can leave soon, but I wanna watch it roll a bit. Better be too fat, let me see it move. You gotta be too fat, let me see it move. Right, you gotta be too fat. You gotta be
like a bat, going hard in the paint. So I crashed for the code.
it is. Press. ATL, stand up. You know what it is. Get your mind right. Yo, real talk, the time is 10:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're definitely on the grind on WTVTA Radio. Real talk, you know what it is. Ride with your boy, man. Real talk. Oh, we're going to go to request live in just a second. Real talk. You ain't got to worry about that, man.
Better take care of that.
And who?
Already know what it is now. Yo, you know what I'm saying? We've been definitely holding it down, doing what we do on WTDTA Radio. Now, you know what I'm saying? Man, I got a treat for you, man. You've been hearing the artists going hard in the paint, real talk, doing what they do. Now, you know what I'm saying? My man, Mr. Sheen, done definitely come out of retirement, come back in the thing, doing what they do. Now, I got some brand new Mr. Sheen for all you Mr. Sheen fans that's out there. The joint is called Red Bottoms. Real talk, hit us up at 347-9340-318. We're finna make the world premiere. You already know what it is. Understand and know that this is WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. You know what it is. Holla at your boy.
cannon.
Like Louboutins with the red bottles. Like Louboutins with the red bottles. Like Louboutins with the red bottles. You gotta have them red bottles.
Yo, this is the way they do that at radio.
Friday
night, saw the chance when he died, there for her in my sight. She was raped in the best body hugs, every red dress, the hormone raises. I wasn't a white house mess. I told you you should be rolling with a king. So her reply was mean, she was laughing, pulling out her ring. I said, my, y'all, the two hands for the fly. And I would have brought her back, but you know, I gotta try. A couple smirks and a few laughs after that. Shorty body loved it, and it seemed I was a cup for that. I love down, such a new surprise to my eyes. Shorty was
you gotta have it. Like Louboutins with the red bottoms. Like Louboutins with the red bottoms. Like Louboutins with the red bottoms. You gotta have them. Red bottoms. Red bottoms. Red, red, red bottoms. Red bottoms. Red, red, red bottoms. You gotta have them. Red bottoms.
Red bottoms.
Red bottoms. Red, red, red bottoms.
Laugh like damn, she got kept on. Shorty saw the smile like, you ain't seen what I had on. I told her, look, I was trying to be a gentleman. Shorty threw her hands on her hips and started giggling. She said, a real woman gotta have a pair of trucks. And my kid collection only was on the up and up. I said,
you gotta have
them.
You gotta have them.
She said,
you gotta have them.
Red bottom.
Like
Louboutins
with the red bottom. Like Louboutins with the red bottom.
Yo, y'all know what it is. I told you, man. Get the crank, kick it up. Real talk. Get your mind right. Yo, this is a way they do that at radio exclusive.
It's a shame how about to kill me, man. Y'all niggas. Take the bullshit on. It's a little bomb threat. It's a bomb threat to you, niggas.
Yo, we ain't done yet. We going to the punchline. Don't go no way.
Yeah, but real talk, before we do that, I gotta hit this boy, this is just because the artists are definitely doing their thing on WKTV UA Radio.
For real. Yo. I told you, man, this is where greatness takes place, man. These artists collaborating all over the globe. This joint here is called All She Wrote. You know it's fucking that T.I. But yo, this is where they do that radio. Just take it to a whole nother level. Ride with the boy,
Jack. Good night is over with All She Wrote. Streets like cold Chicago. Ain't nothing new, I've seen it all before.
Yo, this is the way they do that at radio. And
it's over with this All She Wrote. All She Wrote. All She Wrote. I said it's over with this All She Wrote. All She Wrote. All She Wrote. Good night is over with this All She Wrote.
Good night is over with this All She Wrote. You know they say that time is money. I'm a hustler, go get them. Regardless, I won't drop them. And I do it for my kids, my family. So we eat it. Get it fucked up and they gon' make me take it to the street like I'm going through hard times. My life is burning like in the Bible say that God will put too much that you can't handle. They say the word can hear me. I think the world fear me. My vision kind of blurred, but I can see it clearly. Coach put me in the game. Fuck waters, it's clutch time. Squad up and spellbound. I'm hooked up. What's up now? Raising and facing myself. Look, I'm staying humble. I don't care what you call me because my money growing bosom. They knew when they saw me and they were thinking less of me. They knew when they heard me that I was high to Texas. I ain't talking hot sauce, but whenever it pop off, I hope I don't get knocked out. Because they know I'm not
tall,
trying to kick my rock off.
I don't really care what you call me.
For real.
As long as you don't call me bro. I bet they knew as soon as they saw me. Good night is over with this All She Wrote. Streets like cold Chicago.
Real talk. Yo, Lisa, let them know what's up and what's good, man. For real.
I like the common denominator that's in the sport. Brawl, cause I'm pushing the limit from which you stop before. Sounds like the Devo when you see the brown eagle with the talons all around me and I'm smiling at the people. See you brawling by a car wall. Mine are rolling assets. So many back royalties, I ain't cashed yet. Dollars in the euros turn euros in the dealers. Buy some land in the desert. You like, what the fuck he's living? And they say it's all she wrote. But I'm reading her hypocrisy more popular than Pharaoh and the arrow and the Achilles necessarily. You see me as a man and not a myth. But my words are forever legendary and exit. I am higher than your holy empire. I am sick. I'm 3730 aiming to it. I don't miss. I am doing it because everybody ruined it, pursuing it. I give it all away and walk the suck like I ain't worried about the fucking
move. Yo, real talk, y'all know what it is, man. Like I told y'all, man, y'all here some of the hottest artists in the game, and all you can get this on WDDDA Radio. For real, real talk, you already know what it is. The number 347-934-0318. Hit us up. Let us know what's up. Let us know what's happening, man. Get your mind right. And keep the motherfucking ride. Yo, we got time. We can put it on. For real. Yo, real talk. Let's go to the request line. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Let's see what you're doing it at, because this is the Urban Experience like never before, where we definitely giving you all what you need and then some. Round of applause goes out to all those artists coming in and doing what they do. And like I say, man, we just getting started. We just getting warmed up. Real talk, you already know what you got to do. You got to definitely get in where you fit in, hold it down like four flat tires. This is the Urban Experience like never before, or we are definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. So, you know what I'm saying? You know what you got to do. You know what you got to do. And real talk, for all y'all that's feeling froggy and you want to leap, you know what I'm saying? I give you a word of caution. I'm going to put the number out here one more time. The number is 347-934-0318. And, yo, real talk, if you want to come in here and definitely, you know, show that you got what it takes to definitely be up in this rotation, it ain't hard. Dial the number. You know what I'm saying? I might give you a little something, something like this right here. You know what I'm saying? A little something. A little something. Give me a little something. Something to get your mind right.
come on here riding.
We'll see what's up. But, you know, and other than that, you know what I'm saying, just sit back, relax, respect the rotation, and do what you do. Real talk. I'm finna go to the lines. I'm tired of wilding. I'm finna see what's up. I'm gonna see what they're doing to that, man. Real talk on WTDTA Radio. It is what it is. Yo, V-Dub.
J-Dog.
What's up? What's good with you?
What's up? I'm starting to feel a little better.
Okay, now what's up? I'm glad to hear that. Man. It only lasts about 3 days, you know.
Yeah,
two, 3 days.
So thank goodness. By the weekend, I should be all the way back 100%.
I hear you.
I just hate the part toward the end where you feel like you can't catch your breath.
Oh, yeah.
About to go away. You feel like you're short of breath all the time.
Oh, yeah, man. That cold get on you, be like, hey, girl, I can't freaking breathe. Just shoot me, man. It's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to hold it up for you. You know what I'm saying? Because I went through the exact same thing last week.
I feel so bad for you. So this is awful.
Man, I'll you know, we're going to hold it up, man. Go ahead and get you one of the remedies. Go and fix your hot toddy. It'll get right. But, yo, real talk, you know, we ride on the wild side. We got the artists checking in, doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, did you get a chance to check out, you know, the new promo that we got for Camo?
I haven't been at my desk in 2 days.
Oh, I feel you up, man.
I've been in bed. Except for going to pick the boys up from school, I ain't did nothing.
I hear you. You got to check it out. Whenever you feel better, it's in there, man. Yo, a lot of great stuff getting ready to pop off with these artists, man. Real talk. So, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, since you're feeling a little under the weather, I'll hold it now.
Hold it down, please.
I'm going to hold it down. You know what I'm saying? You know, all the artists that's out there, we're going to do our part to definitely hold it down. Because you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. We got your back. You ain't got to worry about that. Fame Exchange in the building. You know, V-Dub is a little under the weather, but you can still hit us up. You can still hit us up. We'll get you going. Real talk artists, if you're out there trying to get in where you fit in, Fame Exchange is in effect. A lot of events definitely getting ready to pop off. You know what I'm saying? We just got a brand new addition to the itinerary, which we're going to be talking about shortly, pretty much an opportunity for artists to definitely go nationwide in a very big way by courtesy of Camo. And for all y'all don't know who Camo is, I suggest you definitely go to www.missiononevoice.com. Real talk. You know, we're going to support the truth. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff that we think about, talk about, and do. But an event is being put together as we speak. It's already been put together, and we've been invited by Where They Do That Radio to definitely do it Where They Do That Radio style. And what that means is for all of our U.S. troops, armed services, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, the mean green fighting machines, real talk, we're going to be definitely doing our thing live all across the globe and local Navy and Air Force bases, bringing the party to a hood and a community near you. This is open to civilians as well as military personnel. Real talk, you want more exclusive details, you need to go to the website, which is WTDTA Radio. Real talk, you know what I'm saying, WTDTARadio.webly, which is WEEBLY.com. Real talk, this is how it's going down. So all I'm saying is time out for the talk. Talk is done. We've been talking all year. Now it's time to definitely get in where you fit in. So, yo, without further ado, I'm opening it up for the artists, for all those who are definitely interested in getting involved. First things first, I'm going to break it all the way down to you, and then we're going to go to request line. We're going to do what we do. You know, a lot of artists, you know, they want to know, okay, yo, I'm really trying to get in the game, trying to get my music out there. What do I need to do? Well, first thing you need to do, if you're dealing with original content, now I'm going to specify between original content and not original. All right, say it that way. All right, original content, content that you wrote, produced, sequenced, wrote, you know what I'm saying? You are the sound recording owner, SRO, sound recording owner. First of all, you must make sure that content that we're talking about is registered with the Library of Congress. You can go to WTDTARadio.webly.com. Go to the Library of Congress link, which is on the first page of the homepage. Go down, scroll in, log in, see what's up, see what's happening. Real talk, you need to do your research and check on your music. You know what I'm saying? I hear a lot of folks say, well, you know, I have my homie that did it. You know what I'm saying? This, that, and the other. Check it out. Because if it's not in the Library of Congress, chances are it's not registered properly and it hasn't been copyrighted. So please take care of that first. All right? After that is done, then you go to www.soundexchange.com. Real talk, go to soundexchange.com. You know what I'm saying? Get that same music registered with soundexchange.com. And then once you do that, you know what I'm saying, with all the stuff that we got popping off on Where They Do That Radio, we will continue to assist you in tracking your spins, your rotations, getting in on every venue imaginable. And when I say imaginable, we're talking everywhere from internet radio to satellite radio to your car radio, internet, the whole nine yards, worldwide. We will do our best. Now, you understand, this all starts with you and your content. So you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to reiterate what I said yesterday. No, don't be sending in that bullshit. Send in that real shit, that trill shit. If it ain't that real shit, that trill shit, it won't get rotated properly. I'm going to say that properly on Where They Do That Radio. I mean, real talk. I'm just saying, don't send up bullshit and expect for you to blow the fuck up. It ain't going to happen. I'm not crushing your dreams. I'm just letting you know. Send us that good shit now. Not that bullshit. And we're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. This is WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I'm going to take a couple more callers because we want to see what's up. We want to see what's happening. We want to see where you're doing it at. Real talk, definitely, this is an opportunity to definitely get your content in as many eyes and ears around the globe, you know. And we get an opportunity to definitely support our troops that are holding it up across the globe to defend, you know, our nation, you know, against all this other shit that's going on around the globe. Real talk, it is what it is. Excellent opportunity. Yo, want more details, man, call the station, 347-934-0318. Now, let me go to request line so we can see what's up, see what's happening, see where you're doing it at. Real talk, let me lock it in. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's good. Yo, caller, last 4 digits of your number is 4025. You're definitely live. 27,812 listeners live and counting. 22 million in the queue. What it do? Who we got checking in on WTDTA Radio?
Man, it's your boy CO the Vet, aka Mr. Lyrical Bomb Threat. Y'all already know.
What's up? What's happening with your homeboy?
Man, chilling. You know, chilling. Cleaning up right now.
Getting ready for a session. I hear you. What's happening, man? You know, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. You know what I'm saying? We holding it down, man. Yo, shout to you and Legion with that joint, All She Wrote. Man, a lot of good people you guys definitely got coming down the pipeline, man. So what you want to let all them know, let all them CO, the Vet fans know what's up and what's happening, man?
Oh, yeah, that Lyrical Bomb Threat is out. 2 is on the way. I'm getting ready to post it up on the Where They Do That the site.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Follow me.
True.
Follow me. Facebook me at CO the Vet. CoTheVet. You know, holler at your boy. You want to send beats or whatever? It's LilWillis2003@yahoo.com. That's LilWillis2003@yahoo.com.
Real talk. Get at my man CO because he's definitely one of the hardworking artists like we talk about. He's definitely doing it, getting it in where they fit in. Real talk, homeboy. You already know what it is. Man, yo, I just wanted to ask you something, man. Given an opportunity to definitely put on a performance in front of the United States troops, what kind of show would CO the Vet put on in front of the troops? You know what I'm saying? It's how they doing their thing. It up.
Hey, man, it'll be lovely and crazy at the same time, man. That shit will be, it'll be crunk, man. I mean, It's something you got to see for yourself, though.
Well, you know what? We're going to definitely give you an opportunity to definitely do that, man. So real talk, yo, all the information is definitely getting ready to be posted. It'll be up between tonight and tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, as it comes in, we getting it up, getting it out there. Real talk, it is what it is. So, you already know what you got to do. Just hold the line. We're going to go one more time to see what's up, to see what's happening, to see where they doing it at on WTDTA Radio. So you already know what you got to do, man. Just locking in, man, because we ain't done yet. We just getting crunk, man. Just getting crunk. You know, so you got any shout-out before I definitely switch gears, man?
Oh, man, everybody, you know, HL, South Pole, Delicate, Legion, Ms. Red Breeze, Benny Wing, V-Dub, you, man, everybody. If I didn't say your name when I said everybody, that means you.
Okay, now what's up? Real talk. It's all fam right here. We know what it is. We know what you mean. We understand. It is what it is, man. But yo, CO, hold the line. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Let's see what they doing at WTDTA Radio. Yo, caller, last 4 digits number is 5610. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's going on, Jay? It's your boy Legion.
Hey, holding it down. What's good? What's up, Legion?
I am currently at copyright.gov right now, getting things squared away.
True. Now what you got to do, lock it down, get it right, man, so we can keep it tight and do what we do, man. But, you know, I got them Legion of Legend fans on in there, man, you know what I'm saying? Man, just, I don't know what happened recently, you know what I'm saying, but we got some folks from the Ukraine coming from DJ Double, you know what I'm saying, by courtesy of UB Radio, you know what I'm saying? They really feeling it. They like, in terms of, with the music that you've been doing, you know, this is a question. I'm going to put it out there. You know, I told when I get you on the line, I'll ask. You know what I'm saying? With the music that you've been doing, where do you see yourself 4 years from now in the game? Now, that's what one of these, you know, one of our writers, you know, well, you know, one of the fans of the show wanted to find out, you know, in terms of as a local artist with you know, on the direction you're going. Where do you see yourself in 5 years in this game?
I just continuing to make an impact, a strong impact. I don't even want to think about resting until 3-4 years. So, that's just gonna be the start. You know, that's when I can actually like put a smile on my face from you know being successful. Because you know a lot of artists they have short careers. You know, 3-4 years that's a long time in the game. You know, so. For me to be 3-5 years in the game, you know, that's when I'll actually be able to really just start to begin to enjoy myself. So until then, just great music, lots of energy, and just trying to change the game the only way I know how.
I feel you. That's what's up. That's what it's about, man. Hey, coming in here, doing what you got to do, man. Real talk. Oh, where they do that radio is all about urban experience. We got the artists lining in doing what they do, man. I'm going to take one more caller. We're going to lock it down. We're going to turn it up to a whole nother level. Real talk. You already know this, man. Before I definitely
shout out to
B-Dub, man.
Too. Get well soon.
There you go.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah. Okay. She holding it down. She, you know what I'm saying? I got to hold her down, too. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to do my best. You know, we're going to hold it down. We're going to do what we do, man. It is what it is. Any more shout-outs you want to send before we definitely switch gears, man?
Man, CL said a mouthful. Outside of just everybody, where they do that at, everybody in KC, everybody that's supporting me, just I appreciate it.
Now, what's up? Real talk, y'all hearing it live from my man, Legion the Legend. Yo, Legion, don't go no way. I'm going to take one more caller, then we're going to definitely turn it into overdrive and see what's up, see what's happening. Y'all already know what it is, man. So, yo, just do what you do, homeboy. Get that paperwork in, man. You know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, real talk, we're going to take one more caller before we switch the line and do our thing. Real talk, yo, caller, last four digits is 4663. What it be? You're definitely locked in live on WTDA Radio.
Hello?
Yo, what up, what up, what up? Tell the world who we got checking in on WTDA Radio.
My bad, hold on. I'm trying to finish eating these salty-ass MCs real quick. All right,
okay.
It's Mystical, you know what it is.
I always know it. You know, we want you to tell the world who it is. We know who it is. I know who
it is. So all the people around the world who are listening right now, this is Mr. Shin. You know, pimping, keep it pimping. Pimp ain't slick back without the slick back. Motherfucker,
okay.
What's up? No, for real, though. B was about, tell them what you feel about these niggas on the radio, B.
Why you calling me out, man?
Tell them what you feel about these niggas on the radio, man. No, real shit. Tell them dead air how you feel about these niggas on the radio.
Man, these niggas is whack. These niggas is nothing compared to Mr.
Shane.
These niggas is whack.
That's my wife, too. This from a female perspective, Jay. I ain't even saying shit tonight. B, keep going.
No, I'm just saying. These niggas ain't on that level yet. They getting there, but they ain't on that level yet. They need a little bit more practice.
I didn't teach you how to talk, Jay. I want to teach you. All I do is love it. You talk whatever the fuck you want to say. You dead ass serious.
Hey.
I told her I was calling in. I ain't tell her what to say.
Okay.
I ain't tell her to do nothing. I'm just trying to finish my bag of chips. But, yeah, man, everybody out there that's grinding and hustling, man, I need to keep grinding and hustling. Don't be hustling them rocks, that's going to get you knocked. Don't be grinding on those bitches that's not your bitches, because they're going to leave you with them itches. I mean, simple mathematics. I mean, Everybody should know what they're supposed to be doing. I shouldn't be teaching niggas lessons. I'm 21. Y'all niggas 30. Goddamn, out here taking lessons from a youngin. My nigga Ab, if you listening, man, this is what it's about, man. I'm that nigga. And then, like, niggas should know who I am. If they don't, I'm talking shit because I want to. If you got a problem with me talking shit, call him. Jay got the beats. Let's get it tonight. Hear what I said.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
No problem. Now I'm eating oatmeal cookies. Y'all niggas can be sweet, too. Y'all can be sweet or salty. Whichever one y'all want to be, I'm still eating y'all niggas the fuck up. You know what I mean? My nigga Sam, you know what it's about. You know I'm goofy and shit. You know what I'm saying. Sam, I wish you would have called in tonight so we could talk a whole bunch of shit. Me and Jay did business earlier this month. Me and Jay, outside the radio. Me and Jay talked outside the radio. So if y'all don't talk up to Jay outside the radio, y'all are some lame-ass niggas. Like I said to other
right.
If you don't listen to WTBTA radio, you're just a lame-ass nigga. B, where are you?
Okay.
B.
Huh?
What are they? If they don't fuck with Mr. Sheen, what are they?
They some lame ass niggas.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
That's my wife, cuz. I don't even need a grip of pistol no more, cause she busting off at niggas now. That's what it's about. I can't get my hands dirty no more either, man. So she know what it's
true.
About. That's Miss Bonnie right there. I'm Clyde. You mean?
I hear you, Bonnie and Clyde. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Yo, that's what it's about, man. Real talk, man. You know, I got to definitely bring up, you know, the fact that, man, we're anticipating the rest of the singles off the Grey Day Volume 1 and 2, the joint that we just ran, Red Bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Tell us a little bit about that, and definitely, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, I already done seen you guys definitely lay it down and come on stage and hold it up. I'm very interested to find out. You know, you gave us a real good insight in terms of what the new project, what you're putting together, what you're getting ready to do, and where you're getting ready to take it. From a perspective and from a show perspective, what can folks expect to see with this type of energy and show that you're getting ready to put together?
D, you want to talk about it?
You go ahead.
Now, you know what I'm gonna do. I'm going to step on stage and not be fake. I'm not going to hop around dancing and shit. I'm not going to sit up here and ask people for strobe lights and a color on stage so just to make my performance look better than it already is. I'm not going to do none of that shit. Especially if we perform for troops or perform for anybody at that. Anybody in that manner, you know. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do it to the point to where you want to see me again. I'm not going to do it and say I swagged it out. I'm not going to get crunk. I'm not going to do any of these other fake-ass, lame-ass words that niggas is not using no more in 2011. I'm not going to do that shit. You know what I mean? I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it 100. And it's going to be real shit. So the day I die, that's how I'm going to be. You niggas want me to get like Pac, I can get like Pac. And for the niggas that thought they knew what thug life meant, I got something for you. I already knew what the fuck it was. Just last night, I couldn't call back in for some reason. And, yeah, you know, y'all niggas be calling too much. Some of y'all niggas can't be calling the radio station if y'all not going to answer and, you know, get picked up on the phone. Y'all be calling the damn. That's another thing. Y'all niggas can't call the radio station and J-Dog be up here saying what's good, giving, showing y'all love just because y'all ain't pressing number one on the dial. Y'all still say something to this man. You respect this man. That's some bullshit. Y'all some lame-ass niggas for that shit. Amen. But
I think
Thug Life stands for the hate you gave little children fuck everyone. That's what Thug Life stands for. The hate you gave little children fuck everyone. That's what it stands for all you Tupac fans who don't know what the fuck the Tupac song really is about. That's what Thug Life stands for. That's why he had that shit on his fucking stomach. You know what I mean? And then 50 niggas with the AK don't mean that he's going to shoot 50 niggas. 50 niggas meant that in the world, he believed that 50 niggas can do anything. Just as much as the next man, just as much as the next race. A group of 50 niggas is stronger than any group of any fucking man, any country, anything. Nefertiti was on his fucking chest, cuz. Y'all niggas don't know nothing about Tupac. Y'all niggas don't know nothing about B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, nigga. Y'all don't know nothing about these rappers, and y'all up here digging up these rappers. Jay know about these rappers, that's why the pictures is up on the motherfucking website. And niggas ain't catching it. We got our own Illuminati thing going on. With the hidden messages and shit. I ain't even catching our hidden messages. And we ain't even fucking y'all over as far as money. We just doing it through music. And y'all still ain't catching these fucking messages. So that's why I give you songs like Red Bottoms. And y'all probably thought I was just talking about some fucking Louboutin. Talking about a real bitch with red chucks on that I met in the fucking hood with a red dress on. Y'all can't catch that. Something wrong with y'all niggas. Something wrong with y'all niggas, man.
That's right. Hey, we got to peep the game. We got to peep the game. That's real shit, man. Like I say, man, yo, this is the realness of what we're talking about. On WTDTA Radio. Y'all got to understand it, man.
Little infants fuck everyone. The hate you gave, little infants fuck everyone. I write that down, nigga, because you're not going to think about it. You're not going to remember it. The hate, but hate, you gave, little infants fuck everyone. And you probably still don't even know what the fuck Pac meant by getting that tattoo. Because he didn't mean he wasn't bagging his fuck. That's not, can I speak about Pac right quick, Jay?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, it's a lot of motherfuckers that try to embody Pac, right? A lot of motherfuckers who out here rocking their do-rags and shit. When doing that shit. And niggas ain't doing it because they ain't no gang. Niggas is doing it because Pac does. Real shit, honestly. Joel Santana's a faggot-ass nigga. You can holler at me if you want. I'm from up top, nigga. You know what it's about. Fuck you, man. Bitch said all day, but y'all niggas, some of y'all niggas is fugazi. I ain't even gonna put y'all out there like that. Simple fact, me and these cookies still, y'all niggas sweet. But, simple fact, man, Pac was the realest nigga who ever did it. Like, you got the clip with Pac saying that he thinks that people was afraid of a real N-I-G-G-A. That's what people was afraid of. Pac is what hip hop was, and hip hop is and what hip hop will and should still be. But y'all niggas is turning this shit into a cotton candy festival. Y'all making this shit sweeter than the motherfucking sweet tooth on a baby that's fatter than 90 pounds when it came out the fuck pussy. Real shit, that's a real sweet shit right there. Y'all turn the game into some sweet ass shit right now. Y'all making the game look like a candy stand right now. And Pac, right now, if Pac was alive, y'all think, y'all niggas like, oh, Pac was alive, he would have been doing songs with this nigga and that nigga. Honestly, if Pac was alive, if B was alive, nigga, none of these niggas would be the fuck out. None of y'all niggas would be rapping, because y'all be listening to Big and Pac right now. Real shit. Biggie only did two albums, because Biggie did two albums, cuz. Two. And then the first one is the only one he was alive to see. They killed this man and dropped his album and got his royalties. I need to watch out for that shit, too. They killed Pac. His mom didn't get the royalties until after that, like, that fourth fucking album.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all that litigation they had to go through. You saying some real shit now?
Simple fact, I know a lot about this industry, and I'm only 21. Y'all niggas think y'all know a lot. You do not know nothing. You really don't know nothing. Y'all collect this money, this all seeing eyes, just watching y'all every fucking day. They see all, nigga. And y'all think that just because y'all have, you know, Jefferson, you know, Lincoln's over it, just because you got the money that don't have the all seeing eye on it, nigga. There's more to the money than the all seeing eye, nigga. There's a whole bunch of different symbols that niggas don't talk about.
That's right. It's a power of a dollar.
So strong, they can make you kill your mother for it.
That's
listen to that. Some real shit.
I mean, that's real.
What they say on that song? What they say on the song? They smile. Hey, what the fuck they say, Jay? That shit about money, 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 money.
That's right.
Man, some people got to have it. Man, for that mean old mean grin. Anybody will do anything for that shit, and they kill Pop for that grin. They kill B for that green. They fucked Aaliyah plane up for that green. Oh, thought Aaliyah just died, nigga. Thought the plane just crashed, nigga. They fucked her plane up, nigga.
Right.
Everybody that died that was an entertainer died for a fucking reason. Because they was at the top of their fucking game. Anybody who died, where was they at? At the top of their fucking game. Niggas don't even know about Big L, and Big L was at the top of his fucking game. Big L got knocked off because some niggas was hating him because he was at the top of his fucking game. Because they wanted his fucking money. And the fact is, y'all niggas want to kill me? Right now, I ain't got as much money as I can make. Y'all might as well wait till I get bigger shit. Y'all can hit on me right now. You might as well wait till I get bigger shit. Knock me off like Pot. I go out like Pot. Like Biggie, I got rhymes like that. I got rhymes for days, and I record them all. And then And then, Brittany, you can be a finished car. You can get all the money in the world because that's, I'm going to make sure my shit copyrighted, like Jay talking about. I'm going to make sure all my shit on that site. Make sure all my shit right. Make sure my producer getting his check. Because none of y'all niggas getting my money when I go. My mom going to get my shit. My little brother going to get my shit. I'm going to make sure that shit goes in the right direction. And Jay going to get
kicked. Right.
Jay going to be the first nigga I shout out when I get my Grammy. None of y'all niggas. Because none of y'all niggas don't show me no love. And that's one thing I see. Y'all niggas don't show nobody no love. What y'all do is, y'all show a nigga love, he showed y'all niggas love last night. That's what y'all do. Y'all don't even notice that shit. Y'all come out, I'm not be taking up time, I'm about to shut my fucking mouth. I know y'all niggas want to call and like, fuck that nigga. And fuck that nigga, well, fuck me too. Because if you saying fuck me, you just ain't a real nigga. You a lame ass nigga.
Okay,
simple
there
fact,
you go.
Simple fact, man, Jay is a real ass nigga, and y'all can't be calling into the station. That's one. And not talking. Two, can't be calling into the station and talking that bullshit. That's two. Three, don't send your tracks in. Your tracks is ass. Cause that's gonna turn you into a lame ass nigga. Four.
Right.
Fourth and four years ago to this day, fast forward. You don't, I repeat, you do not play in the game of chess. I not know how to fuck to play.
There you go.
Don't do that. Because chess is life.
Right.
That's even my damn ad lib now. That's my slogan, chess. All I do is say chess. And niggas not even gonna know what the fuck I'm talking about. Every time I say it, I might say it on the party track. Bitch got fat ass, chess. Nigga, that's chess. The simple fact that bitch got fat ass, she could be the queen on the chessboard. And she can knock you off in any direction, nigga. In that club, knock you off from any direction. So when you're going out to fuck the club, you fucking try to fuck that bitch. She get you robbed. You saw your shit walking down the block with no car, no kicks, no clothes. Nigga, that's chess. That's chess. That's the game of life, motherfucker. That's how you get played. Go ahead, Jay. Take that shit over.
Hey, real talk. Y'all already know what it is. Like I say, man, the realness is in the building. Y'all better get your mind right and understand and know what's up, what's happening. This is WTDTA Radio. Y'all got to get your mind right. The game is chess, like my man Sheen just said, man. You know what I'm saying? We got some of the best checkers players in the world. But you got to understand the game because the rules of chess and the rules of checkers are two different things. The industry is a business. You know what I'm saying? Now, the best way, the only way to succeed is you got to treat it like a business. You got to approach it a certain way. You got to understand and know there's rules that go with this. But, you know, the great thing about this technology is it's made it very easy for you to share your point of view, your struggle with the world. But you got to get in this thing, you know. And I feel like I got some artists that's out there that's definitely doing that. You know, I got a lot of folks that's on the line right now that's definitely trying to get in where they fit in. Like I said, I get over 360 songs a day. There's no way me and my entire staff can listen to all this music. So what we do, we leave it up to the fans. You know what I'm saying? We put the track on. You guys go to Last FM. You vote. You call the number, which is 678-534-8447. You dial that number, pretty much vote, pretty much who you like, why you like them, and why they need to stay in rotation. And then the rest is history from that standpoint. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, it takes a community. It takes everyone getting involved, doing what they need to do. And like I said before, I'm not a stranger to understanding what's going on around me. This is the reason why there's so much activity on the other side. Because you know what? They see potential in you as well. You know, they are shopping. They are looking around. They're seeing who is doing what. They're seeing what you're doing it at. So if you're doing it, you're staying true to it, you dance, you're staying dedicated to it, yo, it's going to be what it be. But you got to stay diligent. Like we always say, participation is the key. Real talk can't come on one time, one hit, thinking it's just going to blow up from there. Yo, anything worth having, you got to fight for it. You got to come here and show, not just, you know, because it's not about J-Dub, V-Dub, or Beanie Weenie. It's about you, the artist, and yes, you, the fans. You got the fans are yearning for an eternity. So it's your job to give them the eternity. You know what I'm saying? Come participate. Do what you got to do. You know, it's a process to this shit. But real talk, I'm going to let you know what's up. You know, I got a lot of folks out there that's trying to definitely get in where they fit in. They're trying to figure out what they need to do, what's the next step, what I'm going to do right now. For all y'all don't know who Sound Exchange is, check out this commercial right here. We're going to get back with more exclusive joints on where they do to that radio.
What is Sound Exchange? Sound Exchange is a nonprofit performance rights organization. The U.S. Copyright Office designated Sound Exchange to collect digital performance royalties. That's the money that recording artists and copyright holders are paid when the sound recordings that they own or helped create are played on some digital services or broadcast on the internet. It works like this. Let's say Billy writes a song and Jane sings it on a recording.
Get up.
And that recording is played on services like satellite radio, internet radio, cable TV music channels, or certain other places. Those services are required to pay royalties. Billy, as the composer or songwriter, signs up with ASCAP, BMI, or CSAC, and they collect the money from him and his publisher. Jane, the recording artist, registers with Sound Exchange, which collects money for her and for the recording's copyright owner. Let's say Jane recorded that song for a label, Toboggan Records. Sound Exchange pays 50% of the royalties to the label, the copyright owner of that recording. Sound Exchange also pays 45% directly to Jane and 5% to a fund which pay backup singers and session players. If Jane is independent and owns her own sound recording copyright, she keeps 95% of the royalties. The folks who stream recordings, like webcasters and satellite radio companies, are called service providers. They supply Sound Exchange with reports of use, listing sound recordings that they've played, and send those in with the money they owe in royalties. Sound Exchange uses the reports of use to determine what Jane, Toboggan Records, and the fund are owed, and send them each a check. If Jane plays with a band, they split the royalties between them. Most sound recordings are music, like songs or even symphonies. But Sound Exchange also pays the creators and owners of comedy, spoken word, and any other creative work laid down on a sound recording. But to receive these royalties, artists and sound recording copyright owners must register with Sound Exchange. Registration is fast and free, and the only way Sound Exchange will know where to send the money. Some artists and rights holders don't know they're entitled to these royalties or just haven't submitted the forms. Sound Exchange can only make sure they get paid if they're registered. So support the arts and tell an artist about Sound Exchange. And artists and rights owners, you may already have money waiting for you. Make sure to register so you can get paid when you get played.
Tell me language. Coming soon.
ready. We back with another one.
Yo, this is the Ready to Eat Radio.
Shout out to my niggas Red, Jay Rock, Benny Blanco, Joe, I see you, nigga, holla at me. Hey, yo, Tyler, you put me on that? Tyler, take a check, a couple motherfuckers, man. Yo, Tyler, Jay Count. Yo, come on. Never trust a woman, I never trust a friend. The only thing is money, I know money ain't my fucking friend. Fuck a nigga, and a hater, and a hater, and a fuck boy. We making paper, got that kush going. Homie, we zoning out, flying up north, but the birds coming from the south. What you talking about? Talking, I don't know you, homie. I don't know you, homie. Acting funny like a fizz, I don't know you, homie. Born in the 514, 5-8-0-305,
cause niggas on a solo run. Fuck around like Tiger Woods, I shoot a hole in one. I don't care who day y'all niggas gonna see. I don't know why y'all bitch niggas just wanna fuck with me. My name is Honesty, and I'm from Dade County. 305 Miami, nigga, Dade County. Nigga, what you want? Cause you know we got it. In the hood, what's good, man, you know we got it. I'm the Miami Vice. Presidential, got work in your hood, and it ain't residential. Nigga, what you been through? Homie, I got potential. You just a local nigga, don't make me come and get you. Run, 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 run. When you see me, nigga, run, 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 run. When you see me, nigga, run to Miami Vice. Presidential, got work in your hood, and it ain't residential. Nigga, what you been through? Homie, I got potential. You just a local nigga, don't make me come and get you. Run, 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 run. When you see me, nigga, run, 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 run. When you see me, nigga, run.
Sounds like
the, yo, this is the way they do that at radio exclusive.
You got all these niggas,
all these bitches,
like really out here, really thinking and talking about something, and niggas ain't saying
shit, like,
and like honestly, that's just
honestly,
how I feel. Really, truth speaking, like I don't believe you, son, and I could care less if the person even believes what the fuck I'm saying. Like, I know it's real. Like, I know what the fuck I go through, son.
My mind and body is a rep and I move like a cheetah. The sweetest in my food, open up in between them. I'm pushing up with Paddock and the Snake in Argentina. Been on a hustle for years, so I've been on the come up. Read in line, pick your ticket and stick with your number. Win it time, get it time, show off in the summer. Win a dime, pick a mine, I'm fucker when you're gunner. My style wavy like baby, just a stunner. Homie, I punch you in your face, just gonna lyrics to rain on these niggas and bring it thunder. Hear that boom, it's in the room, I'm out my tomb. We born, it can't kill me, it can't kill me. This means the energy with a ball bend for 2G. Mind of a gold mine, pressure I don't mind. Go sleep, wake up, hype, nigga, get your full mind. I wrote this rhyme on my leisure time. It's peace of mind, I'm after five, I'm after peace, I'm peace all the time. Niggas, they don't think, bitches, they don't speak. Nobody seek knowledge, so why would they take heed? Trying to get my heart like Barnes, I'm in the sheet. All-star player, I ain't even in the league. Chill a rap nigga like I chill a caterpillar. Niggas are playing you and put your score back like a banana. They know me think I'm cool, but I'm cool. And inside it's like sharks swimming in the pool. And I'm the roast of the roast, no luck with me. They say a man is chill, he can't fuck with me. You heard? I can see the getting home. Make the beat to the dome. Make niggas shoot when they can't. Smell it through their clothes, legs shaking, head aching. It got no concentration. Yeah, you a G. Mason, toss motion, boom, thinking and stay hating. Broken actors, but I smoke a fatty in the AM. Can't spell your bitch like the details in the A. But I ain't got money to pay them. Silly ass niggas, don't silly ass niggas. Come outside and warm silly ass niggas. Say a chain bigger when you see the flame flicker. The flame flicker for your freaking damn chain figures. Show off, this world is hungry and they be watching. Little niggas in the hall, we be plotting. Game a little scary, learn G-code. Fuck the government, don't talk with G-code. Mine all bought out, mine on drugs. I smoke the holy land weed from above. Believe it, achieve it, Dr. Napoleon. Got the heart to kill, it's really, really the feel. But you really know the deal. Things shifting down, round time is in the field. I'm really real, he really real, so home and chill. But nowadays, things are really off a pill. I ain't the ball walking around, bumping my lips. You cried in the storm, but my thoughts were sticking. Papa was the rapper, mama was the dancer. Now they want charge me and Harry with the hammer. She all in, there's no cancer in the hamper. We're gonna scared of the dark, I'll fix on grandma. Nasty ass nigga, that classy ass nigga. Look through the dad, too fast.
What?
Is it real rap or without God?
They took form and was born from a Colombian faction. Just give you $1 bill over. And if you want me to expose the true code of deception, I will show you. We live in a designed wicked system. The number 13 is consistent in Masonic symbolism. It represents transformation. 12 completes the cycle, so 13 is rebirth and regeneration. The meanings of the symbol are strategically hid. On the left side, you see a 13 layer pyramid. Over that, it's the all seeing eye with the light shine. A sign of the devil watching over you at all times. With the words animal corrupted. 13 letters meaning he has favored our undertakings. Will you accept this? Or will you learn the science and ignore them? Under the pyramid, you see Nova's Ordo's Explorer. Translated new order of the world, of the new world order. Offers and satanic fathers of mass slaughter. The eagle that you see on the right sits below 13 stars with a shield that has 13 stripes. And an honor branch in his claws with 13 leaps, which is supposed to be in his talent to represent peace. Always on a decrease. His upper claw holds 13 arrows of war set to be released. And the letters at the bottom of the pyramid are fixed with the Roman numerals that equal 1776. The United States of America extended in a deep devilish abyss with truth and paganism mixed. Every president that ever lived was foul. They gather at Bohemian Grove where they bow down before the all. See the all is wise and see through the darkness of night. And every small one on the dollar near the one on the top right. It ain't hard to understand if government was never for us. The eagle was based off of the Egyptian hawk Horus. 13 colonies who went to wicked sovereignty and made no apology for the obvious idolatry. Subconsciously, we followed the ways of the beast and pay homage to pagan gods when we say days of the week. Like Sunday, they worship the sun. Monday is moon day. Here, the god of war was worshipped on Tuesday. Odin, the chief god, is who Wednesday is named for. Thursday is Thor's day, god of thunder, the mighty Thor. Friday was named after Trigger, notice the pattern. Saturday is the Roman god of agriculture, Saturn. Trigger was the goddess of love, the wife of Odin. The polytheistic theology needed to code. The rituals like trips across the sand as man takes. Skull and bone fraternity, the secret handshake, but understand. He receives only 33 degrees. He secretly believes in Lucifer and other deities. Many powerful and rich people up in
can even hold a soul of several of their favorite MCs. Politicians get in line, tongues riddled with thorns, and use hand gestures shaped in the form of devil horns. You don't feel the city hall because you don't know what it entails. Satan tampers with thin sails and sprays chemtrails. The so-called holidays are hypocrisy, established to use religious doctrines to commit annual robbery.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what's really going on is absolutely huge.
No one's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happens to the home of the brave? Motherfuckers are getting in the town, but no one's talking about it. And it's starting with babies, and everybody's just walking around. And it's time to want to wake up to a shot in the grave. By then it's too late, you need to be ready to raise up. Don't come to the change of day.
Everybody is late on the summer aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lab. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they stay down on me, they get quick and proudy. George push the brand gun to violate the crowd. They want you to believe a lot of the enemy sound. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's no louder than the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac. How could any government bestow that? A prophecy for who believe in political throwback. That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope and Solomon's Temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican, the Pakis, and how they will get you. And how they told Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happens to the home of the brave? Motherfuckers are just getting it down, but no one's talking about it. And it's starting to be crazy. And everybody's just walking around. And in the time, I'm going to wake up to a dead in the grave. Why don't it too late? We need to be ready to raise up. Don't jump to the gym.
The last thing the men behind the curtain want is a conscious, informed public capable of critical thinking, which is why a continually fraudulent zeitgeist is output via religion, the mass media, and the educational system. They seek to keep you in an abstracted, naive bubble, and they are doing a damn good job of it. In 2005, an arrangement between Canada, Mexico, and the United States was made. This arrangement, unannounced to the public, unregulated by Congress, merges the United States, Mexico, and Canada into one entity, erasing all borders. It's called the North American Union. You might want to ask yourself why you've never heard of this. In fact, there is only one mainstream reporter who has actually heard of and has had the courage to cover this issue.
The Bush administration's open borders policy and its decision to ignore the enforcement of this country's immigration laws is part of a broader agenda. President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
It's a deal that few have even heard of.
It's being done again by very few people at the very top on behalf of the investment class, but the working class of people, political officials across our country from communities, from cities and so forth, they don't know anything about this.
This isn't some trade agreement. It is a total removal of sovereignty from these countries, which will also result in a completely new currency called the Amerigo.
Fall. Apart from that, I think one thing people who are dollar-based need to focus on is the Amero. That's the one thing that nobody's talking about that I think is going to have a big impact on everybody's life in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. The Amero is the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico to make a borderless community, much like the EU, and the dollar, Canadian dollar, U.S. dollar, and the Mexican peso replaced by the
By default of this agreement, the American Constitution will eventually be obsolete. You would think that a situation like this would be on the cover of every major newspaper. That is until you realize the people who are behind this movement are the same people behind the mainstream media, and you are not told what you're not supposed to know. The North American Union is the same concept as the European Union, the African Union, and the soon-to-be Asian Union, and the same people are behind all of them. And when the time is right, the North American Union, the European Union, the African Union, and the Asian Union will be merged together, forming the final stages of a plan these men have been working on for over 60 years. A one world government. A thing from history, and is that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. This is Aaron Russo, a filmmaker and former politician. To his left is Nicholas Rockefeller of the infamous Rockefeller Banking and Business Dynasty. After maintaining a close friendship with Nicholas Rockefeller, Aaron eventually ended the relationship, appalled by what he had learned about the Rockefellers and their ambitions.
I got a call one day from an attorney woman I knew, and she said, "Would you like to meet one of the Rockefellers?" I said, "Sure, I'd love to." And we became friends, and he began to divulge a lot of things to me. So he said to me one night, he said that there's going to be an event there, and out of that event, you're going to see we're going to go into Afghanistan. So we're cutting pipelines from the Caspian Sea. We're going to go into Iraq to take the oil and establish a base in the Middle East. And we're going to go into Venezuela and try and get rid of Chavez. And the first two they've accomplished, Chavez they didn't accomplish. And I said, you're going to see guys going to caves looking for looking for people that they're never going to find. You know, he was laughing about the fact that you have this war on terror. There's no real enemy. He's talking about how by having this war on terror, you can never win it because it's an eternal war. And so you can always keep taking people's liberties away. And I said, how are you going to convince people that this war is real? He said, but the media. The media can convince everybody it's real. I mean, you know, it's just that you keep talking about things. You keep saying it over and over and over again. And eventually people believe it. You know, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11, which is another lie. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie. And now they're going to do Iran. You know, and so one thing leading to another, leading to another, leading to another. Now, I would say, what are you doing this for? What's the point of this thing? You have all the money in the world you ever want. You have all the power. I said, you know, you're hurting people. He said, it's not a good thing. And he would say, what do you care about the people for? Take care of yourself and take care of your family. And then I said to him, what are the ultimate goals here? He said, the ultimate goal is to get everybody in this world chipped with the truth and powered by the chip. And have all money be on those chips and everything on those chips. And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off that chip.
That's right, microchip. In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under different pretenses.
We have a Florida standard.
Man, you hear this bullshit they be talking. Every day, man, it's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? It's wild. Listen.
Bin Laden blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the jokes, nigga. Tell the jokes, nigga. Tell the jokes, nigga. Bin Laden blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the jokes, nigga. Tell the jokes, nigga.
West Oregon, nigga, fuck the president. She was baptized by America and covered in leeches. The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features. Drowning you in propaganda that they sent to the seas. And if you speak about the evil that the government does, the Patriot Act will track you to the site of your son. They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs. You throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love. This shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians. Look at their mansion and look at the conditions of living. All they talk about is terrorism on television. They tell you to listen, but they don't really tell you their mission. They funded Al-Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion. Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician, they gave them billions of dollars, and they funded the purpose of Fahrenheit 9/11. That's the ratchet.
Bin Laden blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the jokes, nigga. Down the tower. Tell the jokes, nigga.
Down the tower. Tell the show, nigga. Bin Laden blow up project. It was your nigga. Tell the show, nigga.
Down the tower.
Tell the show, nigga.
Down the tower.
They say the W is back. Still fighting.
good fight. It is good. All of them watch this fight. I want to fight to force your white American dream. I've been fighting for my future survival and self-esteem. I want to fight for the churches from South, my nigga. I've been fighting to occupy South, my nigga. You ever cop to me in New York City to look at the world? Imagine if you shot at you. I was raised with your mom, and of course, now I'm staying ahead. Kevin, weapons, you sold in that shit. You have to ride away with the election. Most of every contract is fighting in the era. Corporate military banking off the war on terror. They control in the ghetto with the state of attack. Try to distract the fact that they engineered in the fact. So I'm strapped like me now, but holding the cycle like police work for such a kid. And I don't mean like Mike, when Giovanni, you say it is more. Sit down and cycle, I fire on hot triggers that force the life of the innocent. Murder them in fucking days, and poor people never get shit in fucking days. To say no aliens, service, you say this shit is real. Written on a dollar underneath to make money clear.
I don't rap for dead presidents, I'd rather see the president dead. Never been said, but I said precedent.
Goddamn blowing project. It's your nigga, it's your nigga.
Is how long, how many albums you may potentially have to commit to the record company. If it's a major label record company, you will be looking at anywhere between 5 and 7 albums, I would say. And what does that mean? That you get to make 5 or 7 albums? No. It means that the record company has the option to require your exclusive recording services for as many as 7 albums. But the way it works is you record one, they may or may not release it. If they, in their business company, in their business judgment, decides that, yeah, this is a good thing and I want another record, they'll pay you another advance. And they'll get the second record and the third and fourth and potentially the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. But it's that company's option. So people often hear the word dropped. What does that mean? That means that record company had 7 options. An artist was thinking, I'm going to record 7 records for this company. And after the first record, it didn't do so hot in terms of sales. And the record company did not pick up its option for a second album, and therefore they dropped you. You're gone. You're not on the label anymore. They still own the rights to that first album, but there are no going to be no further albums with that company, $9. So that would be your royalty rate. And then there are creative controls in the recording agreement, but almost all of those belong to the record company. Who's your producer? What does the artwork look like? What songs are going to be recorded? What singles are going to be picked for radio? All those in the contract are going to say it's the record company's decision. Although, in my experience, on many of those things, a lot of the record companies definitely listen to artists. They're not going to force you into a recording studio with a producer you don't want. They will choose for a single at radio something that you don't think is perfect.
On the publishing side, when you make a deal with a publisher, there's going to be a certain split. You may co-own the copyright. It's fairly typical deals these days. You co-own the copyright. You, the writer, get 50% of the money as the writer, and the other 50 is divided between the writer and the publisher, what we call a co-publishing deal. So you own the copyright 50-50, but you're a co-publisher, so the net effect is, depending on the other language of the contract, you, the writer, are getting 75% of the money, and the publisher is getting 25% of the money. An administration deal may not involve any ownership of the copyright. The administrator may take anywhere from 20 to 10 to even 5% and just gets commission for collecting your money. But you know where you stand on it. The X factor, I guess, on the publishing
side is for BMI, ASCAP, CSAC, the Performing Rights Society, it's not always clear how much they're taking. I don't know if there's any way to, for instance, and again, I'm not sure about this, but, you know, in talking to people from the various Performing Rights Society, no person has ever been able to tell me how do you calculate, you know, what's the formula for me to verify that my guy got the right amount of money for his songs, and how, what's your percentage that you get for doing that? I'm sure they know internally, but I have a feeling the it's more of an allotment formula. So it's done with averages and very complicated formulas that are beyond the scope of any one person to understand, probably something in a computer. But again, it's an X factor in terms of, you know, if I had a hit song that had exactly the same amount of performances and I co-wrote it with you.
Grandbabies down there at the college down there in Tuscaloosa. I have a grandbaby down there. I have a daughter down there.
Oh, that ain't your grandbaby?
No.
Well, I don't mean that.
And what college in Tuscaloosa?
Sherman.
Sherman? Oh, you got the wrong one.
Stillman.
Stillman?
Yeah.
Yes, I have somebody at Stillman.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, you didn't say that. I'm not talking about it unless you say what you mean.
Well, what you mean when you calling me. Well, listen,
anyway, who is this?
Listen, I'm Miss Johnson, now. My daughter.
Johnson?
My daughter goes to school down there.
At what school?
At Stillman.
You just said it was Foxville, Fox.
Baby, I can't get all these names right, all these different schools. You understand what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Well, we as parents need to raise our children better.
You right. Because so are you raising yours?
That ain't the point. That's not the point. You understand?
Okay, what's the point?
Now, I raised mine right.
Oh, you did?
I raised mine right.
Okay, well, what's the point then? What's the problem?
Well, your daughter acts wrong.
She's grown. She's 22.
Well, you should have raised her better because she needs to learn how to talk to her senior.
Talk to her who, baby?
Talk to old folks.
Oh, well,
she knows how to talk to old folks. Because
I can honestly tell you that she respects her elder people.
I'm listening to that.
Sweet young lady. I mean, in church, and she's in the choir, and she's in Sunday school,
and she knows
how to respect her elders.
But see, you're not respecting me on this phone.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You said Miss Jenkins?
That's it, Miss Johnson.
Miss Johnson. Okay, I'm sorry, Miss Johnson.
And I see where she gets it from.
Excuse me?
I said I see where she gets it from.
You see where she gets it from?
The disrespectfulness.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Johnson.
Well, you need to hold your horses and stop. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
You trying to hang up in my face?
No, I thought that someone clicked on your end. Did someone click on your end?
Well, I don't know how to click. Oh, that's these children's mind.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's the problem with my daughter, Miss Johnson?
Well, she has got into it with my grandbaby.
Oh, she did?
And when I...
What's your grandbaby name?
Linda? She got into it with Linda.
Oh, she did. Well,
and when I said...
I need to put on the three-way so we can find out what happened.
Wait a minute, baby. Let me talk to you first. I don't get children involved in grown folk conversation.
Okay, then.
You understand? Who's your pastor?
Who is my pastor?
Yes.
That doesn't have anything to do with...
Because I need to know.
Who is your pastor?
What church do you belong to?
Who is your pastor?
Whoever
that's going to have anything to do with what's going on with my daughter and your granddaughter.
Listen, Shirley, it has a lot to do with it because it starts at church.
Who is your pastor?
You understand?
Is your pastor?
I asked you first.
I'm not going to tell you until you tell me who your pastor is.
First of all, you need to lower your voice.
First of all, you're fixing to get a hang up in your face because you calling him with a mess, and I know my daughter don't even know no number. And no, whatever college you said down there in Tuscaloosa. First of all, you need to get the facts straight about the college.
Wait a minute, calm down. Now, if you keep hollering at me, I'm going to have to come over there.
Baby, bring your ass on over here. If you think you being a man, you bring your head on over here right now. But I tell you exactly why. Well, you don't even know where I stand.
Give me your address.
Baby, if you call my damn house.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
I'm a bad man. You got the right name. You wasn't that bad, man. You bring your ass over here. See if you get this bad man. If your ass out here walking with some bad fish.
Wait a minute. Listen here, you done scared me. You done made my nerves bad.
Well, you done made my nerves bad, too, because you calling him with some damn ass.
What?
You damn funny and shit.
What did you call me?
I said your old damn ass.
I might be old, but I can take your man.
What's that going to bring it on? You would take my who?
Your mouth.
Oh, please, Chad. You can't do that with that one, honey. So you might as well just shut your mouth. And I don't even know why you call him with a mess anyway. Talk about my daughter.
Do you know Janie?
Janie who?
Janie Ross.
Yeah, I know her. What they got to do with anything?
She told me to call you, just Ricky smiling.
Oh, yeah.
hell out here. Crazy life. They don't know I'm straight.
Straight from Philly, where ain't skipping dudes with big. Packing up, selling off the key, fuck the street. Over me up, relocate. The bus books, the one I sell. It ain't spinning to get hooked. My mama told me at a young age, don't play with them goons. Cause them niggas would turn you into buffoons. She said the world was full of trouble and hate, so I shouldn't get out there. But basically, I masturbated with the trouble. And it was crazy, cause I wasn't born in the borough. I was born on the west side of Philly. And niggas know it gets silly when them guns start to blaze over dumb shit, you feel me? And I ain't give a fuck, see, I wasn't a gangster. I was more of a young boy, table and prankster. Graffiti on walls and telling the truth was no me. So whenever I told the truth, it was the youth in me that would truthlessly get me to do shit uselessly. See, it's hard coming from where I come from, cause where I come from, the niggas clean them guns. I'm straight from Philly, the Mac 11's banged all day, and you don't know about nothing till they come around your way. I'm straight from Philly, where H didn't do the bitch. Pack it up, sell it off, and take fuck the print. Re-up, relocate, the love book, the one I sell. It ain't shit to do to get up. I'm straight from Philly, where ain't shit to do respect. Check it up, sell it off, and keep fuck them bricks. When we re-up, relocate, the love book, the one I sell. It ain't shit to do to get up. The year was all good just a week ago. The baby mama had a baby, she was killing yo. The baby father, a college graduate from CC. And he was straight chilling like they was supposed to be. But he ain't know that little argument. He got in two last week will be the cause of it. A bullet paired, teared his left ligament. That he be laying on the ground straight holding it. His arteries are straight clutching as his heart pumps. He can't breathe cause the heart got no heart pump. No heart pump, they can hear it and they yell clear. That thing can't bring them back to respiratory. It's kinda crazy cause them tears fall, tears cry. As they reach the fucking casket as they tears cry. It ain't nothing cause they just gotta fly in the sky. They don't know about the life when you go and die. See, I was only 15 singing shit like this. And I ain't know nothing was gonna be like this. See, I ain't know the real world didn't listen to mom. Always went out there, I was living a life in high times. Like, lowing tree, I didn't do that till I was 18. But back then, I was sitting something 15. Life was kinda crazy and life was kinda mean. But I ain't know being from Philly would be the cause of this mean. I'm from Philly, where ain't shit. Pack it up, sell it off, and keep fuck them pricks. When we be up, we look cheap. The love books, the one I sell. It ain't shit to do with your hook. I'm straight to sell me. Well, ain't shit to do with bitch. Pack it up, sell it off, and keep fuck them pricks. When we be up, we look cheap. The love books, the one I sell. It ain't shit to do with your hook.
Yo. You don't understand, like, growing up in Philly is one of the worst things. But I'm proud, though. Miscellasian. It's what they call us, right? See, all the talent is out here, but we won't ever get discovered. The crime rate is too high.
From in the hills of
over yonder. You come from the same place as my mother. I say my father's worth slave traders, but I got caught up in the gap. You stay still, verbal words are no bother. You're still not giving love to another. You say there's no one else that you prefer, and for me that is enough, cause you are my blessing. That's all they have to know, the more they keep testing. My love is gonna show you are my blessing, and they don't have to give us that proof of the love. No, no, you are my blessing. That's all they get to know, the more they keep testing. My love is gonna show you are my blessing, and they don't have to give us their parents the love. No, no, my blessing. Offering up their free advice. Why do they think that I would leave you because of their silly lies? Here come the critics who want to turn me off. Why do they think that I would care about anything that they taught? You are my blessing. That's all they have to know, the more they keep chatting. My love is gonna show you are my blessing, and they don't have to like what our love's about. No, no, you are my blessing, and they don't have to know, the more they keep chatting. My love is gonna show you are my blessing, and they don't have to give us no clearance to love. No, no.
Now I've been through these painful days and I really think I've been right. And you know it ain't right, but I just won't give up the fight. That's why I'm still here.
Bible, you can't read or something. Take a look at these kids, you can't teach them nothing. They trying to get their Twitter up. All day on Facebook, posting pictures up. They get it all nonsense. We all mind bent, where the hell is God went? They got the neighborhood police. I see them looking, I don't know them, but they know me. But they don't know me, they mind bent too. Yeah, they just doing what the devil trained them to do. What? I'm no dummy, no dummy. It's your mind one way to take from me. Take from me. And I read between the lines and I find everything that I really need to find. I've been through this thing for days and I ain't a thing to be mad. And I know that I'm in. And you know it ain't right, but I just won't give up the fight. So I'm still here.
know where Big was at that day. At the end of the day, you got to place Big in a suite at the MGM Hotel that day. But I want to see some information for putting in Vegas. If y'all really believe he was out there, you had a boxing event where it's athletes, actors, rappers, people from all over the world. MGM Hotel sold out, and nobody said this 300-pound, 6'4 dude walking through there with a Kangol on. Come on, man. You know, it's nonsense.
But who's responsible for this? The problem we have with this case is we don't have anyone willing to come forward and testify to it.
If you knew who killed Tupac, would you tell the police?
Absolutely not.
I mean, because, you know, I don't.
Why not?
Because it's not my job. I don't get paid for homicide. I don't get paid.
If God gives me breath for 20 more years, I see myself changing the world. Because my thought patterns are so opposite of what's the norm.
Yeah.
So I would have to change the world, or I have to be changed by the world.
I stopped breathing, then I see demons. Dear God, I want to keep you safe. I can't die, my boo-boo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late for praying for me. Her voice spoke to me, and it's only short and sweet. And how long will my hands be?
Oh,
will my babies that Jesus and I love?
Benefits of heaven, natural. You ain't so relax yourself. Meditate that you are. Close your eyes,
my
soul.
My eyes are closed. Yeah, everything that nigga said came to reality. Living like a wall alone, I'm having money and blowing hella chronic smoke. I bought my mama a bitch, my boo's in jail, and now I'm rolling in the nine. You think it's so great?
Just when that
girl
changed your mind, the star said,
"Trust that ass." Those West Coast things is something that the journalists and people are making up just to get paid off it, so it can drag out and everybody can have albums. They're perpetuating it so it could be drama. When it all goes down, don't look at me and Biggie and be like, why is there a big East Coast, West Coast war when you're shooting this to 300 homes, 300 countries, telling them about an East Coast, West Coast war that they would never know exists. So that's where information becomes a problem.
Take a close look at Snoop Dogg, because in days to come, Snoop know that something is going to happen to Tupac.
And the East Coast, West Coast thing is something that the journalists and people are making up just to get paid off it so it can drag out and everybody can have albums. They're perpetuating it so it could be drama. When it all go down, don't look at me and Biggie and be like, why is there a big East Coast, West Coast war when you're shooting this to 300 homes, 300 countries, telling them about an East Coast, West Coast war that they would never know exists. So that's where information becomes a problem.
Snoop knows Tupac's life is in danger days before his death.
How do you feel hip-hop would be today if Big and Tupac was here still?
And it's sad to say that their lives had to be sacrificed for hip-hop to become what it is today.
We talked about human sacrifice, okay? There it is, right in their book. I mean, I didn't invent that. That's there.
And it's sad to say that their lives had to be sacrificed for hip-hop to become what it is today.
As an expert on cults and satanic ritual abuse, I have information from various sources that judges, law enforcement, prosecutors, attorneys, doctors, and many, many prominent individuals, including actors, actresses, professional football and baseball players, are involved in these type of activities.
Characters. But as we entered a place, I was amazed to see that they were all very well dressed, well mannered, and that a lot of the people, as we were being introduced to people, were professionals, doctors, attorneys, a lot of business people. And see what they had a praise session to the gods, which is the spirit counselors, which are in charge of legions of spirits, of demon spirits. So express to us the danger, explain to us the danger of going against the will of the spirits. And you mentioned about this one man and his wife that live in a fireproof building in Montreal. The place burned right down. with him in it.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of their members that had decided that, well, he wanted to think things over. He was not going to get initiated at a time that the Spedit said he would like him to be initiated into the society.
So in reality, Roger, you were chosen by high-powered demon spirits to be a part of their human special...
He's an activist. He's an activist. An activist. An activist. He wasn't just no rabbi. He was an activist. This ain't no democracy. Pac knew that the elite was paying the government, the elite on the government, on the president, everybody else. Pac was talking about that shit, and they didn't want to hear that shit. They didn't want no young black brother telling these black people in the ghetto that your strings is being pulled by many of 300.
I mean that shit, because these white folks see us, I don't care what y'all say. I don't care if you think you a lawyer, if you a man, if you an African American, if you whatever fuck you think you are. I'm going to tell the niggas to these motherfuckers. You know, and until we rule some shit, I'm going to call it for like it is. How you going to be a man if you start? No. If you look at about five different houses, ain't a man in either one of them motherfuckers. Why we going to be a man?
Young black males out there identify with thug life, but I couldn't handle it.
What do you expect from Tupac and Mike?
Static. It's gonna be static for sure. Cause what the rap audience ain't ready for is a real person. You know what I want to say? A real N-I-G-G-A. I'm coming out. I'm 100% real. I ain't compromising Nathan. Anybody that talk about me got problems. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be straight up like if I was a street person. That's how I'm coming at the whole world, and I'm being real about it, and I'm going to grow with my music.
I got this little bad thing, something like the 10. Stripping in the mad brain, something like the whiz. See the sad thing, fucking with it is a chick ain't even had brains, dummy like a bitch. So I try to show her about the world and about just who we really are and where we come and how we still have to go really far. Like, baby, look at how we live broke on the boulevard. But all she ever want me to do is unhook a bra. Then all I really want is for her to go down low. Before you know it, she wet enough to get drowned slow. And all that deep shit I was previously down for, replaced by freak shit I am currently down for. You see, I peaked it, pussy is power. That proud feeling we get knowing that pussy is ours. And how it feels to feel that feeling you feeling when you be drilling that shit. Got her saying you be killing that shit. And all the pain the world cause, she be healing that shit. And all that ain't your girl, dog, but you be feeling that shit. And you just wanna tell her everything she might need. But in the meantime, it's lights, please. Lights, please. Lights, please. Turn off the lights. Now everything just seems so right. How you make the darkness seem so bright? Feeling like things gon' be alright. Lights, please, turn off the lights. And now everything just seems so right. How you make the darkness seem so bright? Feeling like things gon' be alright. We in the hotel, mirrors on the ceiling. She say she wanna blow L's, I hear her and I'm willing. Every time I smoke, well, a nigga mind gone. So that every word I spoke, well, I'm trying to put her on, but she couldn't hear me. I told her all about how we've been living a lie, and that they love to see us all go to prison or die. Like, baby, look at how they show us on the TV screen. But all she ever want me to do is unzip her jeans. And all I really want is for her to get on top. Before you know it, she working, jerking it nonstop. And all that neck shit I was previously talking, it's now that wet shit that I'm currently lost in. And why that sweat drip, I am reminded. All the times my brother told me that pussy is blinding. I'm finding the more I grow, the more y'all seem to stay the same. Don't even know the rules, but yet y'all trying to play the game. And ain't it shameful how niggas blame hoes for giving birth to a baby that took two to make. Coward nigga, you a fake. How you gon' look in your son's face and turn your back? Then gon' start another family, dog. What type of shit is that? She said it's okay. Rubbed my head and told me to relax. Lay the nigga down proper like she was recording tracks. Said I know you wanna change the world, but for the night, please just reach over and hit the lights, please. Lights, please. Lights, please. Turn off the lights. Now everything just seems alright. How you make the darkness seem so bright? Feeling like things gon' be alright. Lights, please, turn off the lights. Now everything just seems alright. How you make the darkness seem so bright? Feeling like things gon' be alright. Lights, please. Lights, please.
lights for you. Lights for you. Turn up lights for you.
Yeah.
We say that we want to start right now.
First of all, I'd like to say all PACs and people. Here's your minister of defense. If you need to speak live and direct from the belly of the power platform, October 1966. What we want and what we believe. Number one, and more freedom. Period. We want the power to determine the destiny of our black community. Period. Number two, we want full employment for our people. That's right. Number three, type this up. Let's do a little revision on number three and just say that we want an end to the robbery by the capitalists, for the black community capitalists. Number four, we want housing, we want shelter, which is fit for human beings. Because a lot of people run around town don't have a roof over their head. Hard rainfall, and they're getting all wet up. It's something you need. Have a roof over your head with a hard rainfall, and the hard rain is going to fall just like the Bob Dylan song. Say, number five, any suggestions? In the house, what you want?
Huh?
What you want? You want some education? Want some education? What kind of education you want? Huh? Education which what? Reveals the true nature of the decadent American society. That's what I thought you said. Tied that up. Okay, good. You want an education which teaches us our true history and our role in the present-day American society? Put a semicolon in between the first part and the second part. A lot of young people are reading the 10 points and want it to be grammatically correct. Okay, don't want to be accused of bad punctuation. Okay, number six, I think we should deal with Vietnam straight up and just say that we want all black men exempt from military service. That's right. We want all black men exempt from military service because you can't have a black man going over there to fight the yellow man for the white man when the white man stole his land from the red man. Okay, that makes a nice rhyme, but no political sense whatsoever. Okay, we dealt with Vietnam. Let's do it straight up with the streets of Oakland and just say that we want an immediate end to police brutality and stop the murder of black people. Stop the murder of black people. Stop the murder of black people. Look. Hold on, I got vamped on by some pigs on my way over here. That's why I call them pigs, because the pig is a rather low-lighted animal. Pig had the audacity to ask me what I'm doing with my gun. I say, pig, what you doing with y'all? Number eight, we want all black men immediately released from federal, state, county, city jails and penitentiaries. Let them go free. They have not had a fair trial. They haven't been tried by jail their peers. The Constitution has actually been violated. Let's elaborate on this. And number nine is just them. Black people walk to trial in this country. We want them tried in a court of law, not out on the street or something, but in a court of law by jail their peers. That's by the Constitution of the United States of America. It's the Constitution is right to be tried by jail your peers. All right, let's do this submission from the team. Okay, let's get some of that. That's what we want. See what we want from there.
Thank you.
legal injunctions. Neither could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over that. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. So just as I say, we aren't going to let any dog or water hoses turn us around. We aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Any of us can be satisfied in the United States. Until that war is brought to an honorable end, can American soldiers be brought back into the United States?
One day, we will have to stand before the gods of history. And we will talk in terms of things we've done. It seems that I can hear the god of history saying, that was not enough. But I was hungry, and you fed me not.
Yo, real talk. This is the emotional roller coaster, y'all. Real talk. This bitch went tree to mine all at the same time. Today is the day, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the day. If you look around, you realize what you see in the heart. It's not about great music, it's not about just music. It's about what this culture represents. It's about how you fit into this culture. You're either going to decide to be a part of the solution or simply complain about the problem. Real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff we got to go over, a lot of stuff we're going to cover. But as long as you keep doing the realness, and as long as you keep bringing the realness, WTVA Radio is not going. We appreciate everybody showing the love, showing the support. As long as you keep doing what you do, WTVA Radio ain't going nowhere. I want you to realize that you're not alone. Yo, the world is watching.
Today we're going to talk about 360 deals, and before we do that, I want to take just a minute to say how we ended up with 360 deals, because to understand that, we need to understand a little bit about what's going on in the record business today, and viewer discretion is advised. CD sales have declined radically, which is not news to anybody here, I'm sure, but a few years ago, you could expect to be number one if you sold, say, 600,000 to 1.2 million CDs in the first week. Today, some weeks, you can be number one if you sell 100,000 copies or less. In the industry's peak in the year 2000, there were 942 million CDs shipped worldwide. In 2007, there were 511 million. Now, the